Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo, yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Miss. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodley. And Mr. Goodley. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo.
Chill out. 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 And it is chill out. And it's on. It's on. It is chill out. And it's on. It's on. It's on.
Chill out. 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 Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out, and this time, and this
time. Another Butter bootleg on PJButter.com.
Time will bring the veil and the body drop. There'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. The feelings within you, then you won't remain. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not be what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played the dirty game was so fast. Toy when my affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free.
Love, baby, love, set you free.
PJButter.com.
Yo, 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 what's up? And thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy. And I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Whoop, 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 I'm here.
Well, she's finally on time, y'all. We also got Mr. Goodness on the line. What's up, Mr.
What
Goodness?
What it do, people? What it do?
And also we have Mr. Delicious filling in for Mr. Temptation because, you know, he always late, too. Shout out to Mr. Delicious. All right, you guys, I love that song. I love me some Maxwell. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, he just a little long. He just a little drawn out.
He has the best concert. Don't hate on Maxwell.
What? Do not hate on Maxwell.
What about all that?
I love me some Maxwell. He just so sick and suave and. Anyway, I used to sing that song when it first came out. I used to be in the car a cappella, like. Sure. My mom be like, shut up. Like, let it go. You cannot sing it. Let it go. So I want to jump in right into the topic tonight. And I've been really battling with this topic. And I had to pray about it and ask God to lead me in the right direction in this conversation that we're going to have tonight. To not get too upset, but to be a mouthpiece for those who are unable to say what they feel about the things we are going to be discussing. So you guys pray for me so that I may set aside my hurt and pain and be able to speak from experience in hopes to encourage someone else.
Your Lord.
All right, y'all know I gotta give my shout-outs every week, got to do that. First, I want to shout out, you know, to God. I went to church on Sunday. It's been a minute, but I went finally. And the message was, life without God isn't worth living. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I just want to say, I appreciate God for being there for me when nobody else is there. And hopefully you guys do too. Also got to give a shout out to the 6-Man Radio team, starting with Mr. Did you just burp?
Yeah, that was her. That was her. It sounded like it.
I gotta give a shout out to the 6-Man Radio team, starting with Mr. Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, Miss Nadine Michelle, Miss Maria, aka Vibe Essentials, PD Radio with Miss PD, aka Tammy, along with Mr. Black, Miss Cobra, Mr. GMS himself, and of course me, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, along with Mr. Chimp, Miss Sexy K, Mr. Goodness, and around the way behind the cooler on the shelf, Miss Delicious.
Woo woo!
Y'all like how I did that, don't you? I know. No, it was hot. It was hot.
Hey, next time when you say mine, you need to put a little bit of more.
You know what? Whatever. So tonight we are going to be shining some light on an ongoing issue amongst teens, which is teen pregnancy. But before we do that, I'm going to hit you guys with the word of the day, which is abuse, meaning to use something to bad effect or for a bad purpose, misuse the improper use of something. All I have to say to that is abuse is not only physical, but it is mental and verbal as well. So think before you speak. Funny story for you guys. You know, I always got to have my funny story. So funny story, I just got home. I'm laying across my bed. Jaden walks in. If you don't know, Jaden is my son. He comes and says, Mommy, I'm going to the zoo. I say, yeah, baby, we're going to the zoo. He says, okay, but we got to do what the pastor said. I said, and what did the pastor say? He says, the pastor said we got to get some money and give it to him. So I thought it was so funny. And it was funny to me because the pastor was talking about tithing and giving offerings and to give your gifts to God so that he may bless you in return. And the fact that he understood somewhat of what he was saying was just crazy to me, because I'm just like, you know, my son is only 3 years old, and kids are learning a lot faster, and they're becoming being able to understand more. So it was just funny to me, and I went into depth in explaining what it actually meant so that he can have the right interpretation. And I think that's what parents need to do. You know, it's funny when your kids come to you and they say something crazy and you're just like blown away laughing, but you have to explain to them the right way. All right, so we're going to jump right into the topic for tonight, which is we're shining a light on teen pregnancy. Even though the teen pregnancy rate has declined over the past few decades, the fact of the matter is that the United States has the highest teen pregnancy rate. It is true that the teen pregnancy and birth rate was much higher prior to 1980, and especially in the 1950s and 1960s, but at the time, young women were getting married and having children before the age of 20. Most of the teen pregnancies occurring before 1980 were to married women. Now, most of today's teen mothers are unwed. I want to give y'all some statistics about teen pregnancies. As I said, despite the declines in rates of teen pregnancy in the U.S., about 820,000 teens become pregnant each year. That means that 34% of teenagers have at least one before they turn 20. That's crazy. 820,000 teenagers get pregnant every year. Like, what are we doing?
They watching some hot butt videos.
What are we teaching them? What is up? 79% of teenagers who become pregnant are unmarried. 80% of teenage pregnancies are unintended. 80%?
Should have been 95. I think 95 of them are unintended.
I'm telling you, it got to be more than that. Cause,
yeah. I don't know who where you get those statistics from, because somebody ain't telling the truth.
You know they don't tell the truth in these little surveys. They be lying. They don't tell the truth. So it's in and out. It's give or take a few. You know what I mean? Nearly four in ten teenage girls whose first intercourse experience happened at 13 or 14 report that the sex was unwanted or involuntary. The main rise in the teenage pregnancy rate is amongst girls younger than 15. Close to 25% of teen mothers have a second child within 2 years of the first birth. I am so glad that's not me. I can say that I am not in that statistic.
They get the hot ass after the first one. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's way too much. Which I thought was crazy, the United States spends $7 billion a year due to the cost of teen pregnancy. Only one-third of teenage mothers complete high school and receive their diplomas. Go ahead, I'm listening. What's up?
No, I said what they need to start doing, if they get pregnant, they need to put them on a two-year plan. You know, for real, on a two-year plan, as far as, like, they will not give them no food stamps, no housing, no nothing, until they complete school and get a job.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't think it should be that drastic, but I definitely think they should make some type of something that says, look, you got pregnant one time, okay, we're going to give you that. But if you get pregnant again, your ass is on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you know better. You know better now.
But, I mean, look.
Well, that kind of can work in certain situations, because if it's an instance where a person is being, like, raped or something, you know what I'm saying? But it can't
that's completely different. I'm talking about girls who just go out and have sex and don't use protection and think that it's okay, and then they get pregnant and they want to be crying, like, boo-hoo-hoo, on me. And it's kind of like, bitch, you knew. Like, shut up. You already had a baby the first time. Like, you know. Like, cut it out.
You know what I think they need to do? They need to take all the teenagers and make them go to a daycare and keep the kids. They need to keep them for 2 years. They need to take them all
the
way for 2 years. If you say they're not having sex, that'll break them out of that. You know, with all that hollering, be like, nah, you can't sleep. You need to get up. You know, that'll break them out of all that. I want a baby. But to me, it starts with them baby dolls. I don't.
No, it starts with the guy. That's it.
No,
yeah,
it starts with the baby dolls.
The guy,
women
don't just.
Let me, you know what? Before we get deep into it, I want to get back to these statistics so I can finish them up so we can really get into a deep conversation.
Because
I feel
it
coming. You know what? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. By age 30, only 1.5% of women. By age 30, only 1.5% of women who had pregnancies as a teenager have a college degree. 80% of unmarried teen mothers end up on welfare. The daughters of teen mothers are 22% more likely than their peers to become teen mothers. Sons of teenage mothers have a 13% greater chance of ending up in prison as compared to their peers. As far as, and this is what freaked me out. It says that greater teen pregnancy rates translate into higher abortion in the United States. The U.S. has twice the teen pregnancy rate as Canada. Both Germany and France have a teen pregnancy rate that is four times lower than the U.S. Japan's teen pregnancy rate is eight times lower than the United States. I wonder what Japan is doing. Because they look, if you get pregnant, I'm putting your head off. It's over.
No,
it's
just that they have more respect. They hold on to the old traditional values of no sex before marriage, and they take that very seriously. And people that do come out and do something, they kind of, like, put them so much on blast, like, in a bad way until they feel like they don't want to, you know, be ridiculed or whatever for that. So they holding them.
Ridicule.
Whatever. Ridicule.
Ridicule.
Look, I wish I had a bell. I'm going to do like they do on Ricky Smiley. Ding. Okay, let me finish my statistics. Okay, 82% feel that teens should not be sexually active. These are teenagers. 82% feel that teens should not be sexually active. 72% of teens agree that teens that are sexually active should have access to birth control. 73% feel that being a virgin should not be embarrassing. 58% feel that high school age teens should not be sexually active. Fewer than one half of teens in high school have had sex. And 67% of teens who have had sex wish they had waited. 60% of boys and 77% of girls. So those are all my statistics. And I'm definitely in that 77% of girls who wish they would have waited.
Me as well.
Because it wasn't worth it.
It really wasn't. Y'all was trying to be nasty. Y'all could have waited.
Whatever.
It was not worth it. I'm going to tell y'all right now, anybody who's thinking about, any teenager who's thinking about having sex, let it go.
Yeah, because we're going to give you some children to keep. If you think about having sex, we will be at your house and we will drop off some children. Put it up. Zip it up.
After dealing with some of these people's kids, y'all really ain't going to want to have nobody. Me, I ain't going to want to have no kids at all. I'm like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm not going
to
do it.
They try to do little stuff like the little doll and take it home. But that's not a real baby. They need to get some of these babies from an orphanage that nobody wants or whatever, and let those kids take those babies home, because real people probably not let nobody take nobody's baby home. So, you know, they really need to really give them a real course of having a baby.
Exactly. And, you know,
they
don't do sex ed in school like that.
But they need to, because We need to either sit down and tell people about tradition or something, because everyone is having sex and it's just not that serious.
And they're not protecting themselves.
They're really
not at all.
See, when I went to school, they just handed us out a whole bunch of rubbers. They took out in the gym. They passed out rubbers. So that was like, you know, go have sex, but, you know, use protection.
But do you think that's okay? Like, as parents, all of us on this phone are parents. Do you think that's okay if somebody gives your child a condom and says, here, you just protect yourself? You know what I mean?
No.
Do you feel like that's okay?
I would talk to my kids, but honestly, I feel like, you know, when they get to a certain age, eventually it's going to happen. I'd rather them protect themselves than do something stupid. I'm not saying I'm going to give it to them. You know, I'm not just going to give it to them, hey, go have sex. Educate them. And when I see, you know, you can, you know, you see certain signs in your kids where you feel like, oh, they getting into boys. You know what I'm saying? Then you take that next step. Hey, if you're doing something, you need to make sure he protected, make sure you protected. You know, really, I'm not condoning it, but, you know, I'm trying to help them from not having a baby. You don't talk to your kids, they sneak around, and that's how they have kids.
Exactly. And I remember a time when I was like, boys, ew. Like, I don't even want a boyfriend. I don't want a kid.
Kids don't even do that no more. Now they 9. They like, that's my boyfriend.
Exactly.
And, you know,
got nose rings.
Yeah.
Nose rings, belly rings. It's like, dang,
my
like, how old are you?
You can talk to the kids, but then you let them keep their younger brothers and sisters and be like, you know, hey, this is your job.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Because as a child, I had to keep my little brother and my little sister, and I grew up faster than I would have been if I didn't have to take on that responsibility. I grew up a whole lot faster than I wanted to. I didn't get to experience my childhood as much as I wanted to. So I think that that's a burden on children. You can't give another child and say, here, this is your responsibility, so you don't want
to
have kids. No.
That's
talk
just like
to them.
Giving them.
Sit
that's
down
just
and
like
talk
giving,
to them.
But that's still just like giving them a child to keep. I mean, that's just like, okay, if they bring home the little egg that the school give them, what are you going to do? They're going to put it in the refrigerator and go outside. I mean,
yeah, but that's because they're not in the situation. But my thing is, I don't think that you have to give a child a fake baby or an egg to take care of. As parents, we need to step up and talk to our children about sex. My mom didn't talk to me about sex. Hell, my mom didn't even know I was having sex until I was pregnant. So, I mean, it's kind of like we need to talk to our kids about sex. We need to.
I mean, but if you can talk to them, but nowadays kids, they get so influenced now that, you know, regardless
of that's why
we
need to talk to them more. That's why we need to enforce it more. That's why we need to be like, look, let's sit down. I need to talk to you about this. I want you to know that it's okay to like somebody, but you don't have to do this. You don't have to take it to that level. And if they are expecting you to do that, then you need to cut them off because they don't really care about you.
Yeah, but actually.
And that sounds like every other parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, your parents, your parents didn't tell you that. But that's the same story every parent tells a child. They do that, and they don't like you. So
It's true because of the fact that you are, if a girl says, if I'm a little girl and I say, hey, you know, I really don't want to do this. But then he says, you know, just do it. Let's do it. You know what I mean? It's all right. It's cool. Then he don't care about me. He don't love me. He don't care about my feelings because he's trying to encourage me to do something I do not want to do.
Yeah, but see,
when you build
now,
that peer
you
pressure,
don't look at it like that.
What I'm saying,
yeah,
a lot of
nowadays
people,
it's not like that.
They just want to be popular, so they figure that if they have sex with this person, then, you know, that's all it is. Everybody want to be that center of attention.
I also think that it depends on who you hang around. Because when I was in school, my friends, they didn't start having sex till they was like 17, 18. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was the youngest one, so, like, I was 15 when I had sex with him. I hated it. I didn't want to have it again. But, you know, I had made my mark. It was already done. The cherry was popped, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it just encouraged me, you know, that I had friends that weren't thinking about sex like that. When I talked to my friends about sex when we were in school, they were like, yeah, I'm not giving no nigga my draws. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like I respected them because of that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like when a person, like a parent can tell a child all day, sometimes maybe you have to talk to someone else. You know, if you have a brother, sister, hey, go talk to this person. Because sometimes kids listen to someone else. You know what I'm saying? That's just like people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can talk to you all day, but you might hear from another person and be like, oh, okay, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to hear it from somebody that care. They just want to hear it from somebody. You know, I don't know how to claim, but people do that all the time.
And maybe it's because of the way that we come off to our children, the way that we raised and the way that they grew up around us was that we couldn't talk to each other about anything because of the fact that we might get chewed out or they might get mad or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So as parents, we got to hold our cool and be able to talk to our children about this, because if we don't, they're going to keep having babies, they're going to keep having sex, AIDS is going to get become more drastic, it's going to get worse.
But you know what, I think with the little girls is more that because they don't have their daddies in their life, that attention, that's what get a lot of the young girls. That's what I think get a lot of the young girls. They want that male attention.
I believe that. I have a caller.
Okay, we got a caller.
Chime in. So let's get them on and see what they want to say. So our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello. What are your subjects tonight?
We are talking about teen pregnancy. We are talking about the fact that parents need to start communicating with their children when it comes to sex. Because I think if they do start to communicate, if we do start to tell them, hey, you know, I know you're feeling this type of way, I know you're at that age, but understand that this is something that you might want to wait on, and if you do decide to do it, you need to protect yourself. I think it would be, you know, prevent a lot more pregnancies in the world. It's like I said before, this is statistics, 820,000 pregnancies, teen pregnancies, happen every year in the United States.
But you know what I think? I think the public really pushed the issue for teenage pregnancy. Because when we was coming up, you know, every now and then somebody will go out there and get pregnant. But now, I mean, every time you look around, you see 11, 12-year-olds, 13, 14-year-olds getting pregnant. I mean, it starts at home, yes. And then you speak over your children every morning before they go out, you know. If I had a sister or a brother to talk to me, I wouldn't have no kids. I'm sorry. I would not have any children, not one. And I feel that if you make one mistake and then you ain't married, why are you going to go make 3 and 4 and 5 mistakes? Doesn't make sense.
Because they trying to find the one that they love.
No. Ain't that much love in the world. You know? Only one going to love you is Jesus Christ, and that's the one you're supposed to hang on to. That's why he put us on this earth. He have put a board in our heart for him. And a man, drugs, alcohol, sex cannot fill that void. So, you know, until we learn that, you're going to always
have to be fruitful. Did he tell you to be fruitful and fill the earth?
You stupid.
Yes,
you are
stupid. Yes, but you need to be married.
Every man that you sleep with, you sleeping with his partner. Every woman that you sleep with, you sleeping with her partner that she has. So you got to be awful careful when you going out here having sex with everybody, even kissing. I don't even kiss my husband. And when I have sex with my husband, I put on a condom because I don't know where he been.
That's
what I do to protect you. I mean, a man shouldn't have to say, "Hey, well, I don't want you to get pregnant." Hey, you're supposed to protect yourself. You know, yourself. A man's supposed to protect himself. You know, if he don't want no kids, he know what to do. If she don't want no children, she know what to do. You know, simple as that. You know, the ones that keep having babies, they want to have babies. We need to cut off welfare, everything. If you want to have a baby, you will have to take care of yourself. You know, I'll make that man take care of it. You know, and you ain't gonna take care. Oh no, you gonna help me take care of this baby?
Exactly.
Get it.
I don't play that.
Yeah, we see more hard.
And a lot of women out here, they will not put the man in jail. They will not take child support on. Hey,
you going to jail?
If you're not that, no. You gonna help me take care of this baby?
To jail.
Yeah, but
put
I mean,
him in jail.
Now
put him
like,
in jail.
Yeah, but it's still, they really not doing too much about it. Because if a person get in, but because you got to look, okay, if a person do get all of these rears, okay, say they owe $10,000, you know this man ain't even got no job. What you going to do, keep putting him in jail? Then you still going to have to take care of him.
You said,
put him out on the road so he can dig ditches. And that money that they paying, hey, they can pay the
kids. But they ain't paying them no money, though.
They want to put the man in jail. Don't send a woman no money. She just out of luck all around.
Exactly.
She either going to have him out on
That's
the street
crazy.
With no money and lock him up and don't have no money either.
What they need to do when they put them in jail, they need to make sure that they have a job to where they can take care of their child support. That's what they need
to
do.
Yeah, all that money they making off them men in the jailhouse, they need to cut it in half and send the woman some.
Exactly.
Well, you women need to stop opening your legs up to Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's what y'all need to do. That's what y'all need to do. You know, being straight up, being for real, you need to click it down, like, click it up, sign up, tip it up. Whatever you have to do.
But then the thing about it, then they have kids with the niggas that really don't want nothing.
I know.
I don't understand that. That's something I really don't understand. Why would you even sleep with somebody that ain't got no job?
I can't even say nothing. My baby daddy don't got no damn job.
That's what I'm saying. If a man ain't got no money, don't talk to him. He ain't got no problem. Don't talk to him. I don't want to ask him. If a man is sleeping with you, you shouldn't have to ask him for no money. You gotta watch your cootie.
But that goes back to the guy talking to her, making her feel good,
making her feel like he's
worth something. If some young girl wants somebody to make her feel good,
tell me, call me up. I'll make them feel good. I'll tell them they're pretty. You know, they don't have to go out here and get body away. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the thing, but that goes back to the father's not being in the kid's life, though. That's what that goes back to.
There's teenage pregnant with the father and mother in the house. They get the smell in themselves and go out in. And the first time they have sex, they get pregnant.
But they probably ain't paying them no attention either.
Yeah, the man probably got to work and buy them $190 tennis shoes that they want. That's what it is. That's why come they don't have no time with them. Y'all better recognize.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate
Thank
you.
Y'all. Thank you for listening. Bye. All
right. See that.
No.
Y'all trouble.
I think that I understand everything that she was saying, but my thing about, you know, when she says she tells her grandkids to not mess with anybody who has money, who doesn't have money.
No.
Doesn't have money. The situation is that I was actually in a situation with a person who told me, like, fuck niggas, get money. Like, straight up, don't care about their feelings, don't want to be with them, don't love them or nothing. Fuck niggas, get money. And that's all we did was fuck niggas and get money. And it was kind of like, you know, I'm a little hoe.
You still have that, you still have that longingness, though. That ain't
exactly
gonna be no good. I mean, because you can fuck every Tom, Dick, and Harry, but yet at the end of the day, you still going home by yourself.
True. And I think that when we tell our kids that, you know, don't mess with nobody unless you have money, we need to explain to them that this
you
is the reason why
job.
You don't have to deal with nobody who doesn't
don't
have money.
Don't mess with nobody unless you married.
They just not.
How about that?
Well,
not even that. I'm not even talking about on a sexual level. I'm talking about in general.
No, I mean, just tell them don't mess with anybody that don't have, you know, no purpose in life as far as, like, if he's not trying to achieve nothing in life, he's not trying to go get an education, get a good job, why messing with? Why are you going to mess with somebody that's standing on the corner with their pants hanging off their ass?
Exactly.
That's my thing.
My son's father, he doesn't have a job. He didn't have a job when I met him. He does music. He makes beats. He does, you know, as his living. That's what he wants to do. He's not thinking of anything else. It's just music. And, you know, when I got pregnant, I was like, yo, like, I need you to think of something else besides music. I need you to get a damn job. Like, I can't take care of my son by myself. I'm not going to. Not that I can't. I'm not going to. That's not my responsibility.
Yeah,
and his mom and his uncles would call me and be like, you know, give him some time and let him kind of figure. I'm like, hell fucking no, I'm not giving him no time.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to
he
figure that out.
He had time when he was laying down.
You know what I mean? I was pregnant. Like, give him time.
But,
are you kidding me?
But the thing is, too, and then when the girls are right, when, okay, what his mama is doing, it's not the same. You mean your mama? Did your mama lay down with her and have that baby?
That's what I said. I said your mama didn't fuck me, and your uncle didn't fuck me. You did, so I'm gonna need you to take care of your responsibilities. Period. There is no in and out. You know what I mean? Like, come on, stop playing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, guy. I guess people just got away from, you know, family. They don't. People don't care no more. It's like everybody, like, you know, how we said last week, I'ma do you do me, and I'ma do you or whatever. That's how it is now. You know, hey, I done slept with you, so what?
Exactly. And then he had the nerve. The thing that be pissing me off is they have nerves, ladies. They have the nerve to say, well, how do I know it's mine? Bitch, I will slap you.
Because, you know, they always say it's mama's baby, but daddy's maybe.
No, it doesn't matter. And then I'm going to say this. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to say, you know what? You might not know if it's your baby. But if I'm giving you multiple opportunities, like I'm telling you, hey, come to the hospital when I have him so we can go ahead and get the test done so you can know that this is your baby. And you still don't, oh, I don't want to come.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Because then you're going to have more Jerry Springer. Oh, boy.
It's not even that. It's just kind of like you have no respect for me at all to even show up
but I'm giving birth to your son. I mean, so you trying to tell me you didn't notice that?
No, and that's the thing. He was a great, and the thing was, we were friends. We weren't together in a relationship. So he was great when it comes to friends. He was the only guy I was hanging out with. He was the only person I could talk to, I could call whenever I felt down or lonely. He was there, and I appreciated him for that. And then when we stepped over that friend line and we had sex, and then I got pregnant right after we had sex, it was just kind of like, he was like,
but
you know, I don't have any money to take care of no baby.
He probably did that so he could get the booty. You know, he was like, okay, I could be her friend or whatever. And he
and
probably
knew. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
But, I mean, that's just how life is. But see, they need to do like China, though. You know, how China doing them now. You one child, anything out of that?
We're gonna go into a song, and then when we come back, we're gonna be joined by DJ Prince, and we're gonna kick it with him a little bit. But we're gonna play "Woman's Worth." I love this song. I love Maxwell. He's just amazing. So
hey, y'all ain't
gonna
Maxwell
go
all night now. Y'all can't be Maxwell all night.
Whatever. Oh, hey, we're gonna
change.
Go to this song, and then we're gonna come back. Okay.
All right.
I know you've got a lot of strength left.
you guys, we are back. We are back, and we are joined. Well, we're going to be joined by DJ Prince in about 5 seconds, maybe a little bit more. But but we're definitely about to be joined by him, so let me click him on in so we can get this interview going. Yo, what's up, DJ?
Good. How are you? How are you? I was gonna do the 5 second countdown. You know, I was gonna do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we live. Let's get it.
Yes, we are live. So no first and foremost, I'm so excited that you decided to come on and do this interview with me.
I'm very excited. I appreciate you having me on the show once again.
Absolutely. So
I'm going to jump right into it. Shout out to the team. Can't forget them. Shout out to, you know, your co-hosts and everybody.
Absolutely.
Shout out to y'all.
Even though they be late and shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump right into the questions. I want people to get to know you and what it is that you do. Can you go ahead and just shout out who you're affiliated with and what you do?
Basically named DJ Prince. 10+ years in the game. I'm the CEO of Certainty Streets, which is like the next upcoming big brand that's like out there, as far as like mixtapes, clubs, promotions, all of that. I do a lot of traveling. I'm the head DJ of 7:30 Dipset DJs. So I'm affiliated with basically the whole Dipset. I work with all of them. Of course, Freaky Zeke. Shout out to Freaky Zeke. I'm also affiliated with Fleet DJs, which is another like worldwide DJ coalition. We're over like 500 DJs strong worldwide. I'm also a DJ on Rip Radio Network, which is like a big radio station that I DJ for as well. And the list keep going. I just don't really want to keep going with the list, but it's long.
Wow. So we're going to jump right into the first question. How did you get started DJing? Like, what made you want to be a DJ?
Basically, it started in my basement. You know, I was about 12 years old, you know, and I'm from New York. So, you know, I used to listen to the radio every day, like, you know, DJ Clues and Funkmaster Flex. And, you know, I grew up watching R.P., rest in peace, Jam Master Jay, you know, one of my favorite. I used to watch them DJ, you know, live in the park and stuff like that, coming from, you know, the New York era, you know, the 90s, the late 80s. You know, I seen them DJing, and that stuff inspired me, you know, so that's what got me into DJing. And, you know, like I said, I started in the basement, you know, I had my crates, I had my records, and that's where it started at.
Okay. Where did you get the name DJ Prince from?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, my real name is Prince, you know what I mean? So all I did was add DJ in front of it. It's original. You know, I wasn't going to name myself something, you know, that really wasn't me, you know. And I'm not knocking all the DJ, but some DJ. But, you know, I just kept it original. So, you know.
Okay. So what gave you, you said that you were inspired by watching other DJs when you were growing up, but what gave you the initial push to pursue this career, like to say that this is what I'm going to do and I'm not going to do anything else?
Basically, you know, I was like a young, hungry, ambitious, you know, upcoming DJ. I wanted the world to, you know, hear what I had to offer as a new DJ in the game, you know. Definitely didn't want to sound like no other DJ, you know. I wanted to give them a sound that DJ Prince was going to come with. And, you know, that's what put that out there like that.
What came first, the DJing, the production, or the promotion?
Of course, DJing, you know, had to come first, because if I wasn't a DJ, there really wouldn't be no production. And then, you know,
okay,
in order for promotions, you got to have something to put out, you know, so definitely DJing came first, definitely.
Well, I just want to know, can you remember, think back long and hard, what is the first event that you've ever remember playing at or being on?
Wow. On the real, like, I kind of don't forget it. I was like in my second year of learning how to DJ. you know, I had an older cousin. He was a DJ, so he was teaching me a little. And, you know, I caught a little bit of the basics. And, you know, he let me do my thing at a house party. He was DJing a house party. It was like 25 and older. And I'm like 13. So, you know, he took me with him because he seen the hunger in me. And, you know, he was teaching me or whatever. So, you know, I was doing my thing. And he just let me rock out the whole night. So I definitely won't forget that. That was, like, really my first official party that I really did.
Was it good? Did you have fun?
It was great, you know why? Because, like, he left me, and, you know, that fear kicked in, like, oh, man, what I'm going to do, you know? And I just, you know, I focused, and I did my thing. I rocked the crowd. Nobody was complaining. I mean, it was an older crowd, you know, and I already was at home, you know, practicing my records. So I knew what to play for them already. So, you know, just by being at family events and stuff like that, I knew what records to play. So it just, it planned out perfect. I did my thing.
All right. I want to know, what is your favorite song of all times?
All times. Wow.
Yeah. One song that you just have to play, you know, when you're DJing and you just have to play it.
I'm not going to even say this song that I got, like, it's not even a song I play when I DJ. It's like my theme song. And y'all probably heard of it. Y'all probably haven't. Her name is Guapole. She got a song called Closer to My Dreams. Like, that's my song right there. Like, I listen to that before I DJ, before I go to the club. Like, that song just motivated me. I can relate to that song. So that's, like, one of my favorites. And then I got one more, Slaughterhouse. My Life, that's like another record that I rock with, real tough, that I listen to every day and I can relate to. So those two records right there.
I know you go to a lot of different parties, a lot of different events all the time. You're always running around. But when all the partying is over, how do you like to chill?
I'm going to keep it real. Like, me personally, I don't party. You know, this is my business. This is a job to me. So it's really not partying when I'm, you know, when I'm in the clubs. I'm working, you know. And if I party, it's on my personal time. You don't have nothing to do with work, my business, or nothing. You know, so I really don't party. It's just all around business, for real. It's just all around business right now. I'm just focused, you know. I don't really care for partying right now.
So what do you do when you're chilling? Like, if you're not working, not, you know, DJing, what do you do to kind of relax?
I'm gonna keep it real. It's just like work and sleep right now. Work and sleep, work and sleep. That's it right now. I mean, when you're a CEO and you got like a brand that's, you know, it's like, if you look at Maybach Music, you know, I don't know if y'all watched like them as they came up. You know, I seen them come up. I know. You know, DJ Scream, which is like a Maybach Music DJ. You know, I know him personally, and, you know, I seen him grinding with them, and I seen them come up. So I'm kind of doing the same thing they was doing. You know, I'm building my own label as well, and, you know, I got my affiliates and my workers and my employees and stuff like that. We kind of doing the same thing. So it's like when you make a major move, like, partying ain't really on your mind. You know, you just really trying to get to where you're going, you know. You focus. Yeah. And partying, it just slow you down, and it's cutting funds out to, you know, your budget for, you know, your business. So partying is definitely not in the picture.
So I want to know three of your favorite MCs.
Three of my favorite.
And I want you to tell me why.
Wow. definitely have to go with Biggie Smalls. Rest in peace. Of course, Nas. Jadakiss. You said three, but dang, that's hard.
Yeah,
though. But I would say those are three. Yeah, Biggie. You know, Biggie was Biggie. You know, the originality. I like original stuff. That's how my brand is. Serving These Streets is original. Like, you won't never see or hear anything about Serving These Streets that you've seen anybody else do. Everything about us is original. Everything we put out is original. When I drop a mixtape, you can never, ever compare my mixtape to any other DJ mixtape. Most DJ mixtapes, they got 25 songs on it. I got 40 songs on my mixtape, you know. So people ask me how I do it, but that's my secret, you know. That's what keep people loving what I do. You know, people are like, he got the 40-track mixtape. You know what I mean? So I'm giving them more than enough. People love me for that. You know, Nas, that's just the definition of hip hop. You know, that's just it's just real straight hip hop, just like that. And I don't know if y'all heard Nas' new album, but if you didn't, if you love hip hop,
oh my
check out that album.
Crazy.
Exactly. And he took it to every level, like pop, the South, the club, R&B. So there's no excuses. He definitely showed everybody what hip hop is really about with this album.
Yeah.
So go get the album. It's called Life is Good. Shout out to Nas, you know, shout out to Queensbridge, all that. Jadakiss, like, I can relate to a lot of Jadakiss stories, you know, through his grind and you know, he's like me. He's like an artist that's real slept on, but he's a great artist. That's just like me. Like, I've been doing what I've been doing for years, and I'm like a slept on DJ. You know, I could have, it's a lot of DJs I know in the game right now that made it past me and, you know, ain't did half the stuff I did, but, you know, that's going to, you know, end out in my greatness. So I don't complain. I'm going with the punches.
So if you had any, if you could say anything to up-and-coming DJs or promoters, what advice would you give them that, you know, they're just starting out, they're just going into this business, what would you tell them?
I'm going to keep it real. Like, over everything, you got to keep God first in everything you do. You know, definitely got to have faith. You know, faith will take you a long way. I mean, just, you know, through my struggles and grind, you know, to my way of success, you know, faith brought me a long way. So you got to have faith, you know. Definitely, you know, you're going to meet a lot of people that say, no, you can't do it, or, you know, that's not for you. You know, that's motivation right there. You know, that made me go harder. When people tell me I can't do it, that made me go harder, you know, so never take no for an answer.
That's a good one.
You gotta work
hard.
You
can say no all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you definitely got to work hard and just, you know, keep a positive crowd around you. You definitely don't want the wrong people around you. That can definitely pull you back, and I've been pulled back, like, out of my whole 10 years of this grind, I've been pulled back a good, you know, 6-7 years, you know, and I finally realized, like, you know what I mean, got the wrong people around you, and I'm still cool with everybody, you know, I still rock with everybody, but it's business, and friendship and business don't mix, so you got to keep the business all the way around if you want your business to really succeed, because friendship will hold that back, and I witnessed that, so definitely keep the business all the way around.
All right, well, those are really all the questions that I have for you. I didn't want to, you know, bombard you with a whole bunch of stuff, but I definitely want you to get in on this conversation that we're having tonight. We're talking about teen pregnancies, and we're talking about how to prevent teens from becoming pregnant so early. And I wanted to know, what is your take on teen pregnancies, and how do you feel? I know you don't have any children right now, but how would you feel if you had a daughter or a son and, you know, you had to talk to them about pregnancy, you had to talk to them about, you know, being safe?
Yeah. Basically, all you got to do is really look at it, right? Like, everything is upgrading every year. Like, things are moving faster. And it's gone with the generations. Like, when you look back in the 80s, everything was slow. We didn't have the technology we had. Now, you know, as it go on, every decade it gets, you know, faster and faster. So as you drop a kid, everything is just moving with that. So if you drop a kid in this generation, they're moving with that. They're moving fast. They're having kids fast. You know what I'm saying? So basically you really got to, like, talk to your kids about that early now. You know, you can't wait till they get a certain age, because they're going by what they see.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have to talk to them about it early, because they just, like, they're going by what they see, like I said. And it's very important you talk to them about it. Very important. You know, that's
what do you think is the age that you should talk to your children about sex?
That's tough. I don't have no kids. I really can't say, but
two.
I mean, the early teens,
you,
like
two.
Wow, you said two.
Yeah,
wow.
Two.
Yeah. They, if you do that, they gonna be thinking about sex more as they grow. That's gonna be in their mind. Like, you know how you teach your kids to say the alphabet when they growing up? That's gonna stick in their head. If you know, putting sex in their head at two, that's what they're gonna be remembering at two. Sex.
My daddy told me don't do this. Yeah.
I think at the age of five, I think is when you should start talking to your children about sex.
I say seven.
Because it's not too young, but it's not so old that they are,
I mean,
you know.
See, honestly, I would say like 11, 12, because.
Really?
You know, yeah,
nah,
because.
They're already doing it then.
Exactly.
Nah, but it's all on the environment they're around, the people they're around that lead them into that. That's what it really falls down to. Because, and you think about when we was younger, when we was around certain people, they would never even talk about stuff like that. You know, it wouldn't, and you wouldn't think about stuff like that. But when you get around the knuckleheads, yo, we're going to get on these shorties. What you doing? You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. So the people they're around got a major effect on that.
I think
fourth grade,
9 years old, I think, like around 30, 40.
But do y'all think?
It's all on what they taught at home.
Right.
That's
right. But do y'all think that because we ignore the situation or we don't talk about it, that makes it non-existent?
Yes, it does.
Because straight up, I'm going to tell you, when my mom never talked to me about sex. My mom never said anything about anything. And when I was about 8 years old is when I started thinking about it. Like 8, 7, 6 years old, I was like, what is sex? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about that. So
and that's why, because you were around somebody.
Exactly, the environment.
But no,
environment.
I wasn't. Straight up,
or
y'all,
TV.
I was not around.
You
was
watching,
I was not around
TV.
Anybody. I
so
was not around
old,
anyone.
Hold on.
So how did you even hear the word?
Exactly. So
I don't even remember.
TV.
I don't even remember.
Well, you heard it or saw it somewhere. So
you had to.
I don't
to.
Even
you,
remember.
Look, I'm going to keep it real.
I was very sheltered when I was younger. I couldn't do nothing. We couldn't even go out and play. So,
but you're not going to remember, like, when that sex popped up in your head at 8. You didn't remember that. Like, you had to be around something. You had to be around or see something to make you think of that.
He was sneaking watching videos when my mom and them go to work.
Okay. You are silly.
It could have been any little thing that struck your mind and made you think about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I think what it was is that because I got my menstruation cycle at a very young age. So I had to, you know, I became a woman younger than most little girls.
Yeah. And see, maybe that's why. It's
all
the hormones,
eight.
Too. The hormones got a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you were smelling yourself at 8.
Or,
Lord.
A lot of people say your environment, but we send our kids to school, and we don't know what's going on. So sometimes you can't protect your kids. You can do it all. You can be at home protecting them, doing this, watching what they, you know, seeing on TV, you know, watching type
but
of things.
But still at home, some
they
little
go to
other
school,
kids.
They are outside,
whoever,
you know?
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie. When I was growing up, I was a nasty little boy. I used to feel on girl butts, too. You in school.
Oh,
hey, you would be like, hey, let's go touch her booty. I mean,
you know what?
You can't protect that. You can't. I mean, the mom and them can't protect that at the house. Mm-hmm. You know, you in school.
But
you know all y'all
can do. Call grandma.
Yeah, you
nasty.
And you got in trouble for that, and your parents tell your ass up. You knew better. You knew not to do that again.
Exactly.
Boy, no one is going to run home and say, Mom, I touched my butt today.
No,
so
no, sorry. No, but that's what I'm saying. It all falls back onto what your parents teach you at home. Like, parents are supposed to teach their daughters, like, if a boy touch you the wrong way, like, you need to, like, tell somebody. They need to be taught that type of stuff because the stuff that go on.
But see, like when she around her little friends, she ain't going to think like that.
Yeah, think about when you was in school, you had a crush on a girl. You know what I'm saying? It's different when you like somebody and then they do that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to take it like, oh, my God, he touched me. Tell my mom. He's like, oh, my goodness, he just touched
me. He touched
my friend.
Yeah, because you're going to be like, ooh, girl, the cute boy touched my butt. You know that.
I don't necessarily mean it like that, though. I'm just saying, like, you know, for you teach your kids, like, if a boy touch you the wrong way, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Let somebody know. That's what I'm saying. And if a boy, like, touch on a girl's butt, you know, I want my daughter to come home and tell me.
Yeah,
because. True.
Said,
but
no,
I have a question.
Because a female, that grows up, they grow up, and that affects them later on in life. Because some females get used to that and think that's cool, and it mess up their life down the line.
I have a question, fellas. If you say that, you know, the girls, they should tell you, what if your son comes home and says, yo, dad, yo, I just smacked this cutie butt. Yo, it was so nice.
They
ain't
gonna say nothing.
A real father is not gonna allow that.
His damn hands off her. Do he wanna get locked up?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta let him know. People ain't playing nowadays, you know.
I mean, but even if they didn't get locked up for that, it's still wrong, you know. Only an idiot is gonna allow his son to do that at that age, you know. Like, focus on school, you know.
So DJ, let's ask a question. When you first started, how did it start? Did you talk to the girl like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Was it an equal thing and it happened, or was it like, what's up, you know, if you like me, you would do this, or what?
Were you encouraging her, or did it happen naturally?
It happened, and we talked about it. You feel me? We was young,
Me, I was just being nasty.
I mean, boys start earlier than females, so, you know, it's a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Cause, you know, we used to pee outside and everything, so we were going to eyes out either way. We would be like, hey.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, nah, it's definitely, like, come on, like, a boy is not going to, like, just try to take advantage. I mean, that's why I said it all falls back on, like, you know, what you was taught at home. I mean, of course, you know, you still ain't supposed to be having sex or not like that, you know, at that age or whatever, but.
What age? What kind of age?
You still not gonna take advantage of nobody, you know.
But that comes from that fact that boy make her feel special. Once he do that, a woman gonna give in regardless.
Exactly.
And I have something. I feel like, you know, men, they need to take time out with their little girls. Like, they need to take them out. They need to tell them,
important.
This is how a man is supposed to treat you. This is what you should expect of
a man.
I totally agree. You know, when women don't, when we as girls, we don't have that. Like, I didn't have my dad tell me, hey, this is how a man is supposed to treat you. So now every relationship I come across, every relationship I've been in was pointless. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It was kind of like I let them treat me any type of way, and it's not okay.
Yeah.
And I'm 22 years old, and I'm just now figuring that out. Yeah.
That's very important. Every female needs that in their life. Like, man, role
model. I think if they have that, they have school activities or anything after school to keep their mind focused off of certain things, and by parents talking to your kids, that'll help that teen pregnancy.
I don't know about the after school stuff.
What you talking about? Because my girls, they in cheerleading practice, and I'm right there with them. They're not.
It's different when you're right there. But if you're
very
not, if you have to work and you say, okay, go ahead and go to practice, but you better be home at a certain time. You don't know what's going on. You don't even know about all that.
When they start getting 13, when they start getting 13 and they don't want mama sitting there in their face, see, that's when it starts.
Oh, guess what? And that coach would be right there to say, oh, your child was not here today.
But here they don't be playing games around here. That's $200 for your child to be participating in. No, they do their jobs over here.
I tell you what, even though you paying that $200, what you do,
exactly.
You go there one day, you drop your kids off and then go down the street and then come back and peep in the door and see how much your $200 watching.
They all be right there with their group cheering. This is something serious. This is not no game.
Yeah, but I'm saying they not with them. What about when they got to go to the bathroom?
They can get a quickie. They can get a quickie.
Well, I'm glad I'll be right there with mine.
I mean, you just got to think, like, this generation is way faster than we are. Like,
on the real, there is some bigger girls there that they act like they're smelling themselves right now. So I do understand that. But when their mom, when their mothers are out there, it's something totally different.
That was you too when you was younger. That was all of us.
Your mama did that. Right.
When I was younger, I always was on point. I never did anything that I really shouldn't been doing. Well, I'm not going to say, you know, all the time, but I have more respect for myself than to go out there and doing sucking off on somebody behind the bleachers or something. For somebody to call me a name tomorrow, I don't think so.
I definitely applaud you for that. You need to, like, teach that to, like, a lot of these youth. Like, that's the number one thing, like, I tell my little sisters, like, if you don't have respect for yourself, nobody else will. You got to have respect for yourself. Because
they will talk about you tomorrow. I tell my daughters that all the time. They will, them boys will talk about you tomorrow. You do it today, they'll talk about you tomorrow.
And then they're going to be like, yo, see if you can get it. See if you can get it. They're trying to pass you along.
Exactly. When you talk like that, they're like, oh, I don't know about all that. No, they talk about you.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of peer pressure out there, too.
That's what it is.
Too much of it.
Yeah.
I think,
when we speak to our children about sex, we have to think about what we value, what we think about sex, before we go talk to them. Because if you go and you talk to them, you say, yeah, you don't need to do this because if they, you know, like I said before, if they love you, they wouldn't force you to do it, or if they would wait or whatever. But we have to figure out, okay, when I was a little girl, this is what I thought about sex. What are my values now? Like, I'm raising a daughter, I'm raising a son, and I need to teach them the best way. Like, what do I think about it? I think we have to look within ourselves and figure that out before, you know, we really go to them. And we need to be clear about what we value when we talk to them.
I think that what men should do, the fathers of the little boys, they need to get their sons and teach them how to treat a lady, and then that will calm down teen pregnancy. Women are not the ones that sit here and say, hey, come sleep with me. Come over here, come see me. No, it goes both ways.
The women
are
the ones opening their legs.
You know what?
It goes
both ways.
Yeah. But you got a lot of women.
You gotta remember the females be seducing the all men, like they be you know making them.
Don't even go there.
It's the truth. You cannot deny the truth.
I
won't
hear that. I
don't. It's the truth. Like I said, it all goes back on to what they see and what they grow up seeing. That's how their reactions turn out.
I don't believe that.
I do because
I think about it, right?
I have their own mind. You can teach them all day, lock them in a dungeon, and never let them do anything, and they're gonna step out and have their own perspective. Because when kids grow up, everyone fails to realize that even a baby, a newborn baby, is born with a sex drive and it's a human being. You don't think that way, but they have their own brain and they're a little person. You just got to remember that you got to help them. Kids born with hormones and all kinds of stuff have all these same feelings that a grown person has. So it's not what you're showing them. They're a human being. If they start feeling something down between their legs and they're feeling a certain way, that's how they feel.
Exactly.
You cannot say it's what a person's teaching them. That's human nature you born
with. But
it's really not one thing, though. It's more than that. It like if you think about it, it goes to like the way a female dress. Like, all of that counts. It's not just one thing. You just can't blame it on one thing. It's more than that. Like, if a little girl see her mother wear short skirts, now think about it, right? She gonna want to do that because she's watching her mother as she grow up. Now think about it. What do short skirts do when you go out? It's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if a mother allow her little daughter to go out and wear skirts, guess what? That little girl's getting attention now. She think it's cool because her mother's doing it. So now she's starting to become more of a flirt. You got to look at all this stuff. It's not just one thing. It's more than that.
Because if she see her mama having sex, if she can't see her mama with men after men after men, she going to think that's okay.
Exactly. All of that counts. It's not just one thing. You just can't say it's one thing. It's way more than that. It's the way you dress, what you taught, all of that. Like, if a girl see her mother you know, dancing and shaking her ass around and stuff like that, or if a mother's like, you know, a more classier woman, all that stuff counts. All that stuff counts. You just can't say it's one thing because it's not. They go for everything they
think about it like that. It's not.
Yeah, and they need to take it. Show off. What is
it? I want to ask about the boys. What do you guys feel like if you are a woman and you have a son, you don't have a daughter?
Tell him if he do it,
you so stupid.
Tell him if he do it before he turns 21, his pee-pee gonna fall off. That was...
But seriously, like, my son now, he's 3 years old, but I see that he's learning about sex. Like,
He's around a female. He's around you
all the time.
You're a woman. Yeah, you can't change what you do because you're a woman. So he's gonna see woman features all the time. So he's gonna see the stuff that women do. So
he's gonna be like, well, I don't have one of those.
Yeah,
exactly.
He asked me all the time. He's like, mommy, what's that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah, you sitting in the bathroom naked. He's gonna be like, mommy, what are those?
So you basically like as a little kid he's seeing that and he's getting excited. it's the truth.
That's why you don't have them in the bathroom with you.
That's what make a boy hormones like jump so faster when they're younger when they see stuff like that.
Well, I definitely think it goes back because when he was a little baby like around one. You know, I used to take baths with him, you know, because I want to make sure that he's safe and I'm in there and nothing's happening and whatever. And after a while, I kind of was like, okay, he's asking me way too many questions about what's going on. So I don't take showers or baths with him anymore.
That's why that man is important in a boy's life and a woman is important in a female's life. That's just, you know, that's how it is. Like, it's supposed to be like that, you know, but it's not, you know, and that's where all these confusions come in at.
Because, you know, the boy is getting raised by the mother, and he's seeing stuff that, you know, a mother would do.
Yeah.
And he's seeing stuff that a female would do, not as a man. So he's learning all the stuff a woman would do as a young boy, but he's not learning all the stuff a man should be doing as a young boy. See what I'm saying? And that's where he gets confused. That's where boys, like, that's where all the extra stuff come in at.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. And they need
do
to
you
take
guys
that
think
show off. What's that show, 16 and Pregnant?
16 and Pregnant. Oh, God.
Yeah, they need to take that mess off TV. See, they
advertising
it, like.
Yeah.
Well, I think that some part is advertising, some part I like about when they have the days and they go through the struggle and they see that the boys
don't
care.
They see that.
And I feel like, it kind of shows some of the girls, like, dang, you think he'll do that to me? You know, like.
The United States is just a fucked up country, so they want us to be fucked up.
Yeah, you got the ones that be like, okay, if I get pregnant, they're going to put me on TV. You got the ones that take
right there.
There's nothing cool about that. Like, that, I believe that shouldn't even be on TV.
And if you think it like that, you dumb.
Oh,
and that's
bad girl club you want to be on TV.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's how they be, some of these young girls, that's how they thinking, okay,
yeah,
I can be on TV.
Yeah,
I'm going to get
let me go ahead and get pregnant.
All that show doing is confusing teenagers. That's all it's doing is it's confusing
them
and making them, like, it's just making it worse for them. It's not helping them out.
The thing that be pissing me off, is the fact that you got these dudes on this TV show. They don't give a rat's ass about the baby or the mama. And they sitting here and they're like, yeah, you know, we could be together, we could work it out. And then, you know, the next week they be like, fuck you, kiss my ass, bitch, I'm not paying child support. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, I done gave birth. Like, I just want to know, fellas, a woman gives birth to your child. It could be your first child, your second child, it doesn't matter. She gives birth to your seed and you don't want to take care. Why is that?
Because they got away from the old values. That's why. You know, you remember how back in the days it used to be everybody, you know, the whole family be there. Now it's not like that no more. You know, it's daddy, regardless if you got 12 brothers and sisters, mom and daddy still there.
Yep.
It's not like that no more.
It falls on, it all falls back onto what you was taught and what you was around. Because a boy that was raised around a good family, you know, that he seen, you know, show more love in situations like that, he's going to do that. He's going to turn out like that. And a dude that never been around that, he like, oh, fuck it, it's whatever.
Yeah, like he never been around his dad.
How can you do that? How can you do that? If you've been upset and you've been hurt and mad and angry because you didn't have your father around, you didn't have your mother around, why would you put somebody else through that?
Because they want them to feel the same hurt.
They don't have a pattern. Yeah. And that's what they're supposed to do.
I mean, every man is different. You can't, you know, that's just certain individuals. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, little females who are thinking that if you get pregnant, it will keep a man around, it will not. And pregnancy is definitely not a walk in the park. It sucks being pregnant, fat, and pushing a baby out. It hurts. I'm telling you.
A lot of money.
Don't do it.
Are expensive, very expensive.
Exactly.
Have your degree, own your house, and be stable before you think about having a baby. It's hard out here in these streets. Seriously.
What?
It's hard.
And
y'all boys,
do it.
If you have babies, man, please take care of them, because I get tired of them taking my money to help you out. Please. If you got to work
absolutely
at McDonald's, man, so be it. You got to crawl before you walk, man. Get that pride out of you.
Exactly.
Get that pride.
Don't
want to
work at McDonald's. Become an entrepreneur. Set your standard.
Exactly.
Make what you want to make. Don't worry about working for the other man. Work for yourself.
Yep, get in school.
Take care of your kids. And fellas, stop every time you a girl get pregnant. I know, I understand there's a crazy chick out there for everybody who be like, oh, I'm pregnant, and she ain't even pregnant. But if there's a woman that comes to you and says, look, you know, we had sex, we didn't use protection, I'm pregnant, there's a chance that this baby could be yours, don't automatically say, oh, it ain't mine. You know what I mean? Because that's demeaning to us. It's kind of like,
and
damn,
I say this, don't have a baby if you can't, like, if you can't take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you stay at your mama's house, do not have no children. Because mom do not want to take care of them.
Exactly.
If you don't have a car, do not
exactly
have no children.
Oh,
if you
I
do not have
about
a car, do not have no children. If you don't have a job, do not have no children.
Okay.
Young man, if you're in high school,
take sex.
You cannot take care of a baby.
Yeah, that was like a little incident. Like the other day, I was at the barbershop, and it was some young guys in there. He was like, yes, I got to get my grandbaby. I was like, grandbaby? He was like, yeah, my son had a child. Your son had a child? So, well, how old are you? He was like, oh, I'm 36. You 36, and your son had a baby? Really? I said,
wow.
Well, how old is your son? He was like, oh, he's 16. I said,
he
ain't going to have no
he's
child.
He's doing good. It's some in the 20s, late 20s that got grand.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
I wouldn't believe what he said, though. I said, when you found out your son had a baby, what did you say to him? I mean, what did you say? He was like, when I sat down and talked to him, it was like a real conversation, you know, like a real situation. And he was like, damn, man, you know, I was doing it, and it felt so good, I couldn't stop. And he said he gave his son that, yeah, man, I know what you mean. I was looking at him like,
wow.
Are you stupid? I'm like, really?
Wow.
He was like, man, I understand. Like, man, I understand.
Oh, yeah, wow. Hey, after a while, when his son can't afford them shoes for that kid watch, he's going to be like, you shouldn't have never had them anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that I'm not.
Yeah, I hate when they have the babies and then like treat the baby wrong, like it's their fault.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, come on, you treating the kid like it's his fault. What he do wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah. He has to be.
Really?
I mean, so I wanna go into another one. And I wanna talk about this. This is actually going to be our discussion for next week, but I want to bring this in for a brief moment and get y'all, you know, brief thoughts on it. But I want to talk about when we have children, like, who should be able to beat them? Who should be able to discipline them, spank them?
Well,
like,
I'm not going to
lie. That's what I want to do.
I'm not going to lie. No,
both of y'all have
the baby,
so both of y'all. That's simple.
When I first had my child, it was hard to let somebody else spank them. Not saying I didn't want to do it or I felt like that person was wrong, but it's kind of a little bit hard to see somebody else spank
them. It's hard.
Because you don't know if they, you know, like, oh, how they getting them or what they doing. You know, at first you kind of be like, dang, they hit them a little bit hard. Like, why they got to hit them like that? But, you know, as you grow as a parent, you know what I'm saying, it's a little bit easier, but being a first-time parent, it is hard to see someone else beat your child. That's, like, the hardest, like, thing to take. Like, you just want to get up and be just, like, go crazy. But,
man, if your child is up on my couch, I'm going to tell you, yeah, so that's
nah, I don't. My thing is, I can't do it. I cannot do it. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow it because I feel like certain situations, people let their anger overtake them, and once they're angry, then they want to beat the child. And then when they beat the child, because I grew up, you know what I mean, this dude, he angry, he mad. I got welts all over my body, bruises everywhere because he whooped my ass because I jumped on the couch. because I jumped on the couch or because we opened two boxes of cereal. Like, people
wow.
need to understand.
Now, see,
that
now, see, it's a difference when you beating somebody's child for
exactly.
something stupid like that, then that's different. But like I've always
yeah.
said, if I left my kids at my mother's house, and I'm not there to discipline them, and she's there, and she can catch them doing something that, you know what I'm saying, I would have told they ass up for, then that's fine. She could beat them. And maybe there's
yeah,
another reason. But if she was to, even if she was to beat them and they say, oh, Grandma beat me for spilling the bowl of popcorn, because I know a situation where my little niece went somewhere and she spilled some popcorn and her mother's baby daddy from somebody else beat her because she spilled some popcorn. See, something like that, they
see,
deserve
no,
it.
No,
they
that,
deserve
yeah,
it.
That, yeah. I got to go over there and beat them. I got to go over there and beat them.
See, that right there is ridiculous. But, you know, it depends on the situation. That's
now,
just
if it's a family member, if it's a family member,
yeah,
that's okay,
I, you
because
see,
the family member ain't going to be there.
They not
going to
mistreat them.
I wouldn't give up because
it's a baby.
I don't care because honestly, I don't care if it's a family member. I don't care
yeah.
if this person, if I've known this person for 20 years and they whoop my ass and beat me to the point where I've got bruises all over me. You're not about to touch my fucking child. You're not about
no,
to put
no,
your
no,
hands
no, no.
on them.
No, that's
you're not about
different.
To do it.
That's
not
no,
happening.
I'm saying a family
that's something
member.
Different.
I ain't talking about nobody.
I ain't
out,
talking about nobody married there. Into the family. Nothing like that. No. And even
well,
if it was
a family
a,
member.
And if my mama beat my kids to where they got welts or something, then she gonna see me. There's a way to beat a child.
Exactly.
Then she gonna have to see me. But
no,
other than that,
we have a caller.
Have your mama, you ain't gonna do nothing. I'm calling your mama. Your mama right
we, have, we have a caller who wants to chime in, so I'm gonna add them to this circle. So here we go. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Jackie calling from South Carolina. That's what's wrong with
uh-oh.
Your kids today. You know,
uh-oh.
Y'all always worried about if y'all take care of them kids and make sure those kids are doing what they're supposed to do and y'all spank their butts, then y'all don't have to worry about nobody else doing it. You bring
that's
them up
right,
the right
on
the beginning,
that.
You don't have those issues. That's the problem. The mothers, young moms having babies and all this stuff, and they don't know how to do it. Back in the day, if you went down the street and you did something wrong, you got your butt
you
whipped.
And
your
then you got your butt whipped
again. That's
exactly.
what's wrong with the world today. They don't do it anymore. So if we got
so
back to where we wouldn't be where we are now.
Police,
you yeah. just hush it because you know you done had it done a couple of times.
Yeah, I know it. That's why I said, but now they want to call the police. Yeah, they want to call the police. Now, see, back in the day, we couldn't call the police because the police tried to whip your ass, too.
And then when the police come, tell them to strip out of their clothes because you bought them and send them on with the police. Then they can have them. Then you don't have that issue. You
yeah,
don't want to be having my house. Because if I let you do whatever you want to do and you go out there rob and steal and kill somebody, then they're going to say, well, if the parents would have did this and that, they wouldn't be the way they are. But then when you spank their butts, well, we're going to send you to jail because you beating their butt. So make up your mind. You want to send me to jail or do you want me to straighten them out? Just sticking them in the corner for 5 minutes don't work.
But my thing is, it's the way that you beat the child. Like, they're... Don't beat them, and I tell people all the time, you can't beat a child when you're mad, because when you're mad is when you're going to do damage, when you're going to hurt them, you're not yourself because you're mad.
Yeah,
so calm down and then spank them. Then tell them why you're spanking them. You're going to spank them and then not say nothing. You're just like, okay, go in the room and lay down.
Okay, so tell me this. If your son, you come home from work, your son just are you going to wait to calm down? Are you going to beat him immediately?
She's going to beat him immediately.
Honestly,
don't
honestly,
y'all.
I'm gonna tell y'all this because I have caught myself do this where I immediately go spanking him, and then I realize I can't do that because I'm upset, I'm mad, I'm angry, and I'm going to spank him to the point where he's going to be hurt. So I have to catch myself. And I'm not going to cry. I catch myself. But I definitely think that parents need to
reevaluate. After you beat him half to death, you catch yourself?
No, I don't beat him half to death. But I do. I get to that point where I'm like, I'm spanking him, and then I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
but you know what? You gotta look at it like this. If you wait to calm down and beat him and not beat him in the heat of what's going on, when you beat him, he's gonna try to figure out like, why is she beating me?
Especially at his age.
But that's just like a puppy, though. If you don't spank him
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The thing is, if you're spanking him for something that he did wrong, I mean, not a little bitty thing. I mean, if they 2 and 3 and you tell them to clean up, you're going to have to tell them more than one time.
Exactly.
And then you're going to have to do it with them to teach them how to do it. Once you get them taught, then you can pop them. But yeah. I'm talking about spanking for something serious. He likes to lock you out the door when you go outside and he's in the house by himself. He thinks that's funny. To me, that's dangerous because he could get a hold of something. So when I walk in the house, I'm going to tear that butt up and say, you know you're not supposed to do that, period.
Because
and he knows when he's wrong because he'll run away. So you know he knows.
But, see, if you don't spank him for that, because what if you're in the car one day and you get out of the car and he locked the car?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Stuff like that you would spank him for right away. But I'm talking about little things like them not knowing how to clean up right. Until you teach them, you can't spank them for that every time.
Right.
You have to continue to show them. But when it's something that will put their lives in danger, then you pop them right away. That's what I'm talking about.
But I promise you, if you at a shopping mall and your child got off the for that busy street, Okay. How old is it? They will not try you on no level.
They'll be like,
and Pearl Clegg had them switches braided up.
What? Braided up and wet?
Girl, stop playing.
Hey, Tisha, you had to go get your own too, didn't you?
What?
No, I didn't.
You can't get me a switch.
Oh, I heard it. Go get it. You go get it right
go
now.
Go get you a switch. Whatever. And then you better not come back with no little one either. Better not come back with no little one.
Okay, we'll get you. No,
leave it. She'll wait till you get in the tub. You about to get out the tub. She'll come in there with them switches. She will get you.
And then if they hit you across the back, you know your arms can't reach all the way in the back, and you try to rub it.
I'm hanging up. Good night.
Oh, God. Y'all silly. Y'all silly. My mom be telling me that, too. She'd be like, go tell your mama. She can get it, too.
Tell her to come on in here. I'm going to give her something.
What you
I don't even get up. He'd be like, Mommy, Nanny. Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I'm not getting involved in that. But I'm not saying that, you know, and my mom, I allow her to hit my son, to spank him, to discipline him. But there are certain things that I will not.
How about your grandma? What you say about
not going to happen. My grandma, she can do whatever. You know, my grandma, she pretty much beat my ass.
Well,
when I was
that
little.
Ass, too.
So
she,
hey, I don't say nothing. She was talking about me, and I ain't her child.
Yeah, my grandma, she could do whatever she wanted to do because, like I said, she, you know, pretty much was my disciplinary person when it came to when we was at her house all the time. So we got disciplined by her. But we loved our grandma.
And I
really
think
it don't matter how many times she beat us.
I think kids maybe need to grow around their grandmas more, the grandmas that's a tough grandma, because I honestly think that helps too.
Yeah.
They still with the old time way. We knew parents.
That's right.
Yeah, but now you got grandmas, mamas, and children all going out to the same club now. So it's like, it's no more real grandmas.
Yeah,
that's right. You be like, damn, grandma, we gonna get some of our drink on or something. That's it.
Like, girl, I saw your grandma at the club the other night. She was by herself.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to win, but, you know, I ain't have my hair right. You know what I mean?
I think, you know, that's what it boils down to. We need to, like I said, pregnancies. We need to start preventing them from happening so that our children can be able to be children instead of growing into adults. And then we have to take care of their kids. Because I wish Jaden would bring a baby in my house. So would go ham. I'm going to need you to go and get your own house.
Mama, you going to keep little Jaden for me?
I'm sure not. Not going to do it. Not going to happen. No, sir. No. I'm going to hold the baby. I'm going to be like, oh, you're so cute. But when they about to sneak out, I'm like, come get your baby. Take them on with you. I can't. Mm-mm. I can't do it.
Why not?
So that's that. Why not? That ain't my responsibility. You the one laid down and had it. Shit, y'all did that. I didn't do that.
Nope.
That's what I'm
making
easy. No. And that's why I appreciate my mom for being there, you know, when I had my son, because if I didn't have my mama, I don't know where I would be right now. So I appreciate my mom.
You'll probably be at your grandma. If you ain't have your mama, you'll be at your grandma.
I definitely appreciate the fact that my mom is like, you know, you made this mistake, I understand, but listen, let's move towards being better.
Jaden, please, Jaden, remember the talk your mom had? Don't make children.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Put in the chest. You know, make sure you get the footprint.
She is not going to put no footprint in
Jaden's
chest. That is her baby.
That is my baby. Y'all do not know. Like, seriously, I cannot. And I hate when I have to hit him. I hate it.
We understand. I understand. But when it's time
to get an ass whooping. It's just time. That's all. And they love you for it later. You see all the ass whooping you got? Now you love your grandma and your mama. Late now, don't you? Yeah. That's just it.
Yeah. So do anyone know what beating a child represents or what it stands for? Why is it needed?
Yeah, because you love them and you ain't going to let them do wrong.
Okay, and what do you think? What does the next person mean?
I think it's all about and trying to instill something in them, value, trying to tell them, look, this is how you act, this is the type of world we live in. If you want to get this place, you got to do this. You got to act this way. You know what I mean? You can't just be up around like people can go around just killing people. You can't kill somebody and be like, oh, I'm going to prosper. Like, your ass is going to jail. Like, you're not going nowhere else. So I think it's all about what we try to instill in them when we spank them. But I can't do it, y'all.
And how about Sexy K? What you think? What you think?
I can't do it.
Well, if you can't do it, then leave your mama alone when she do it.
Oh.
Leave your mama alone. The ass whoopers got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Or
if she don't do it, guess what?
The police is going to do it.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I was trying to
say.
The beating stands for something. I mean, it's just not we just beating them. We showing them if you do wrong, this is the consequence. So when they get older, they know it's instilled in them. If I do wrong, I'm going to hurt. It may not be hurt in a physical way, but it's going to be hurt in a way that they're not going to like. It's going to be hurt behind bars, hurt under the jailhouse, hurt killed in the ground. I mean, you want to instill, in the jailhouse. That's a lot of years. Under the jailhouse is a lot of years. But, you know, the beating represents something. So it's just teaching them, if you do wrong, this will happen. If you don't beat them, they're going to grow up and be like, well, shoot. If I do, they ain't going to know quite.
They're going to think it's okay to do wrong.
And that's
what
they can get away with it, you know?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I try not to beat my child so much. I try to do more talking so that they understand. You know, I'm at the point where I'm like, he's 3 years old. He's not, you know, he's going to be doing stuff. It's going to piss me off. But I have to realize he's only three.
But guess what? If
you nip
it in the bud while he's three, when he gets six, he won't try you.
He's going to be all right.
Give him the first foot.
Time they do it, no, don't do that no more. And then, okay, the first
give
time
him
I
the
come
foot.
Go
ahead and nip it in
but
the bud.
Time, oh, no, buddy. No, you
put
don't. I mean, there's after a certain amount of times that they do it, you kind of like, all right, you know what the fuck you're doing.
Oh,
like, I'm about to whoop your ass. You know, but the first time, the first and the second time, the first time, of course, they don't understand what's going on. The second time, you tell it to them again.
What's going on.
You
they
need
understand,
it,
baby.
Whoa.
Trust me, I know my son understands a lot. I know but at the same time, we have to realize that they're only learning every day, every second, every moment. There's so many things that they have to learn. You know what I mean? When they're that young. So we have to be patient.
That's
what I think parents should be more
shoe,
patient.
You'll learn quicker. You don't think so?
Wow. But I just think that 3 year old kids know so much. They are born with knowledge. We think we teach them, but they already know that. Kids don't come out speaking Chinese and you speak English. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids come out with, their brain is,
it's learning.
Everything. Before you even teach them to say mama, they, in their brain, they already think they already know how to say mama. So it's just, kids know more than you give them credit for. It's kids that can do things that, you know, us at age, we all that can't do yet. So, I mean, just don't think, oh, he's three.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying that I'm thinking that he is, he doesn't understand. Because I know he understands. There's times where he talks to me in full, complete sentences.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I understand everything he says. So I know that he's smart and he knows things, but at the same time, I'm patient with him in certain instances because, he might not fully understand. He might know, okay, this is wrong, but he doesn't understand why it's wrong.
You ask him, do you think that you should have did this, that? Did you ask him?
I talked to him, and that's why I think that he kind of learns a little bit quicker and faster because I talk to him and I tell him, look,
I think he'll learn faster with that high heel.
He always going to remember that shoe, huh? He always going to remember that heel. Hell no, I ain't going to get hit with that heel. Not the
big. The little, he got that part.
That is true.
I definitely
think that we need to be more patient with children because, a lot of times they don't completely understand.
Beating is not the answer every time.
Yeah. Don't beat them all the time. Dang, just give them a little break.
All he want to do is beat them.
Talk about beating. He don't even care. He just beat them.
Beat up. Hey, what happened? DJ Prince, you love
him? No, he's still here. I don't know. He's still on the line.
Well, he probably got us on mute or something. Right?
Yeah, he probably listening. Got his voice.
So, you guys, tonight was a very great conversation. Calling somebody.
Who that?
The C-Spire wireless customer you're trying to reach is not available to accept your call. Please try your call again later. Announcement number one.
Who is it?
I don't
know.
Who's trying to call somebody?
Somebody's trying to call somebody.
Yeah, he must be, I don't know, trying to take it off.
He must have had us on hold or something. But, anyway, tonight was a great conversation. Once again, tomorrow night we are going to be talking about letting other people make
Another one tomorrow night?
We got one tomorrow night?
Not tomorrow. I'm sorry, you guys. Next week. Next week and every Wednesday from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we are going to be talking about not only spanking kids, letting other people spank your kids, but we're also going to get into when we should involve our partners or whoever it is that we're with to meet our children. As well as we're going to talk about marriage.
We're going to
get into that whole little thing. And I know y'all are married my co-hosts, all of y'all are married. So maybe y'all can give me some insight because I damn sure am scared of getting married anytime soon, even in the future. I don't know.
I feel like this. In my household, we do good cop, bad cop.
We definitely going to get more into that next week. And once again, every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern Time, call in, talk with us, kick it with us. And we out. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K,
Sexy
Mr. Sensation, Mr. Yo, hey, and Mr. Goodly, and Mr. Goodly, it's on, yo, chill out. Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out. tell out, tell out.